Dear Lord, I thank you for Naomi, and I pray that you just bless her right now as she's about to share some information with us and some knowledge with us. And I ask that you just bless her and get us prepared to listen to what she's got to say. Amen.
So I want all the leaders to stand up and do a dance and go over there for me. Exiled.
I don't know why. Just tell me.
Okay. All right. So you're going to join one of these leaders. So get picking to see which one you want. They're all pretty awesome. Focus back on me just for a second. I want you to stand up if you feel like maybe you've been Christian for a while, maybe you haven't, but if you look at the Bible a lot, so maybe every day or every week or whatever, but you feel okay reading the Bible, it's okay to stand up. I would probably stand up. Sarah, great. Jesse, great. That's great. Okay, so I want you to go and grab someone. Is anyone new here? Oh, what's your name? George? What's your name? Tim. George and Tim. Newbies. Everyone say hi, George. Hi, Tim. Tim's kind of new. He's going like this. Can you guys grab someone else who's standing up so you guys can go together? And so grab a pair and go and find a leader. And stand near them. Grace, if you don't have it, just join with a three. Just make a three. Great. All right. Stand up if you've never read the Bible before. That's okay. That's awesome if you haven't, because you will tonight. Or maybe you've only read it a little bit and you find it. It's pretty cheeky. It's a huge book. It's got 66 books in there. It's pretty a lot big. Stand up. I would stand up as well, but I'm already standing up. And if you're by yourself, bring someone with you. Stand up and pull somebody else with you. So pull someone else with you. Pull girls. One of Ruby, go with her. Yeah, I know you've read your Bible. Are you already sitting down? Okay, whatever. All right, everyone else, stand up and go and find a leader. Great. If you don't have a leader right now, if you're not sitting with one, go and sit with a leader. Hey, Ruby. Yeah. That's all right. All right, leaders, try and have leaders, put your hand up if you only have two other people in your group. Yeah, only two other people. You guys. Does anyone have four people in their group? Does everyone have a group? All right. Can I have a helper? Charlie, can you help me for a sec? All right. Oh, I forgot one crucial thing. I have lollies, everyone. Isn't it exciting? I bet no one gets as excited about lollies as me. All right, so you might wonder. Gosh. Bit awkward, sorry. All right, Chris, can you put the first slide up for me? Please. Cool. Who remembers this? Who wasn't here last week? We missed you all so dearly. I'm glad you're here this week. Who remembers this slide or this thing? Does anyone remember actually what it is? Yep. So what's it about?
It's how to read the Bible.
And do you know what the five words are?
Up, down, then back, then forward, then here.
Yeah! Give JJ a clap. You all remember this. It's pretty easy. Up, down, back, forward, here. Can you say it? Up, down. It's actually confusing. Anyway, so this is a little thing that will help us look at the Bible in a way that is helpful and a way where we can get the most out of the Bible, because it's a big book and it can be hard sometimes, but we can crack it because we can. So up from last week, Kirk talked a little bit about the fact that we can't look at the Bible without God, because God wrote the Bible. He got people to write it for him, but it's God's word and it's living. So we need to involve God in our process of reading the Bible. That's number one, really important. Step two is what? Down. That's right. So that's what we're doing. No, go back. That's what we're doing now in a second. That's all about the words in the Bible and actually looking at what they say. Going back is because the Bible's really huge and we only look at a little bit at once. For us to totally understand what we're reading, we need to take into consideration what was said before what we're reading and also what was said after, which is forward. And then here is how the heck does this big Bible apply to us in our lives today. So we are going to look at down, so you can go to the next slide, please. Cool. Didn't you like my pictures? Thank you. Down, it is so important because, well, I am no expert. Don't think because I'm standing here that I'm really good at reading the Bible. I'm not. I find it really hard sometimes, but that's okay. And but it's important that we keep having a go at it all the time, and we'll get better at it. But it's really important because it's how we find out who God is, his character, and who we are in him. So we need to seek that out, because often it just doesn't pop out on the page in highlighter to us. Sometimes we have to look for it like treasure, and when you find it, it's gold. Okay, so before I go down, I have to go up, because that's what the diagram says. So we're going to involve God, so we're going to pray now, because we're going to look into the Bible together now. The piece of paper in front of you is a story from the Bible. It's a story from the book of Luke. But join with me if you like, and we're going to pray and involve God in this. All right. Dear God, thank you so much that we have access to your written word, your living word, God. And we ask now that you'll give each of us in this room, whether we've never looked at the Bible before or we have looked at it heaps, Lord, give us wisdom. And I pray, Lord, that you'll show us the truth of what you want us to tell us today. Amen. Great. So I want you, in the next 15 minutes, I want you to expect God to speak to you. God is living and active. And for those of you who've become a Christian and asked Jesus to be the king of your life, that's awesome. But that means is that Jesus lives in you. So he's alive and he's active. So his Holy Spirit is here in this place. So I want you to expect now that God will speak to you. Through what you're going to look at, through what I'm going to say, through what people in your group are going to say, and maybe the thoughts that even come into your head, expect that that is God speaking to you. I think that's pretty exciting. Okay, so look down at your piece of paper. Oh, one really big thing. Pens. Where did I put my pens? Are they over there? Oh, they're there. Jake and Sam, can you pick those pens up and just distribute them, please? Like candy. So I've given you big pieces of paper with the passage on it, because I don't know if you've had this experience before, but sometimes I open my Bible and I feel like it's so pretty and neat and perfect that I don't want to touch it or wreck it or put a pen mark on it. And then it just makes it hard to read. So this piece of paper right here, you can scribble on, you can highlight, you can circle, you can jot down points, whatever. So make sure you have a pen or a highlighter handy. I do have lollies here, so I would love you guys to participate with me and you may get some rewards. So the first thing we need to do before we even start looking at what is written there is we have to look at the chapter that the Bible has come, that the passage has come from. So in the Bible there are 66 books, but they're all a little bit different. So if you read your manual at home, what's a manual that you might have at home? A Mailways. If you read your Mailways, how you read it, you go to the back of the book, you look up what street you want to go to, and you flip back, and then, you know how to read it, right? But you wouldn't look at your textbook. You might go to the index and then flip back and then find where you are. But if you're looking at a chapter book, maybe, before you go to bed, who reads chapter books? I don't. I'm a terrible reader. But that one, you wouldn't go to the back because then that would ruin the story. You have to start at the front, and then you can't start in the middle because you wouldn't know what's going on. So there's ways that you read stories, and that's like the Bible. There are different genres of books. There's a slide on that, Chris. Go to the next one. I like the next one. Oh, not the next one. Yeah, that one. Yeah, so I don't know if you can see, but they're all the books in the Bible, and underneath them they have their genre next to them. So you've got history books, which include the law. So things like Leviticus and Deuteronomy, those books that you've probably never looked at. But they've got all the old laws of how people were supposed to live. You've got poetry. Who knows some books in the Bible that are like poetry? Song of Songs, that's right. Song of Songs, so you read, what? A lolly, you get a lolly, yeah. Dana, thank you. So Song of Songs, you read, you don't really read like a story, you read like a song, like it's a bit rhythmic and it's got poetry in it. There are wisdom books like Proverbs. Who's ever read Proverbs before? It's a really practical book. I like Proverbs. If you're ever looking for some just good, great advice, Proverbs is really practical. Anyway, so there's lots of different ones. And our book today is Luke, and it's a gospel. Does anyone know what a gospel is? You get a lolly. Yes. What's your name? Ben. What's a gospel? Good news. That's right. That is what gospel means, literally. What else? What's your name? Josh. Yes. Yeah. And who are the disciples? Yeah. Luke, I don't think, was actually a disciple. He was, we'll find out later, he actually was not an eyewitness to Jesus' life, but he was friends with a lot of people that were contacts. Yeah. Is it? That's all right. You get a point for trying, a lolly for trying. All right, so the Gospels are the account of Jesus' life. So we're about to read a story about Jesus. Who's Jesus? You get a lolly. Son of God, sweet. And why was he, how come he's not in heaven? Well, he is now, but yeah, Caleb. Yeah, he's cool. What else? He gets a lolly. Jesus is super cool. Yeah, but why was he not in heaven in this story? Yeah, because he was saving us. What else? He came down. That's right. He's human. He came down to our earth to live so we could see what he was like. All right, so go to the bit where I've got the passage on screen, Chris. It's really hard to read, isn't it? That's okay. We're going to start by reading it because that's a good step. One thing I found really helpful is to read it more than once. So what we're going to do is one person's going to read it, and then I'll tell you what to do next. So who would like to read it? Yeah, JJ, sweet. All right. You can read it from there because that might be easier. All right, so you can read along.
When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant, who his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal the servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. This man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue. So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel. Then the man who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well.
Sweet. All right. Oh, yeah. We're running out of time. Otherwise, I would have said we would have read it a couple of times, because actually the more times you read it, different things pop out, and it's just good, especially if you hear somebody else read it as well. You get a different kind of perspective. All right, so what we're going to do now is, with your pens and your texts and your little group, what I want you to do is just have a look at the words there. Circle words or highlight words that you think you don't know what they mean, or you want to clarify what it is in that context. So go now and highlight away and circle away, and I'll get you to report back. So if you want a lolly, you need to participate. Yeah. Important bits? Yeah. Anything that stands out to you, or that you don't understand, or that, yeah. So you might want to put a question mark next to something you don't understand, or a big exclamation mark to something that you think is really important or exciting. All right, how are we going? Good. Come back to me then. Tell me some things that you found. What words for a start, don't you know what they mean? You're like, what? I don't know what that is. I had some. James. Synagogue. That's definitely one. Synagogue. What else? Centurion. Servant, the centurion's servant, yes, definitely. I don't know what a centurion is. Sorry. What else? It does say Jesus five times. Is that, what did that mean for you, Freya? Was that, he's important. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Capernaum. That's a place. I don't know where it is. So what we're going to do, for us to start to understand this passage, we need to work out the words that we don't know what they mean. So I've got some things scattered around that's going to help you do that. So if you have a book, you'll either have a study Bible, or you've got a laptop or something. I want you to have a look, and you might find the answers in there. Okay, so turn to the person next to you. If you don't have one, join forces with the group near you that has one, because I don't have one for everyone. They have one, Emma. That group has one. All right, who's found the answer to one of them? Does anyone know what Capernaum is or where it is? Yeah, what's your name? Synagogue, yeah, what's your name? Tim, that's right, you're semi-new. Shh, hush. What's a synagogue?
Jewish house of prayer.
Yes, it's a Jewish house of prayer. So it's a bit like church that we have today. But back in the day, people who followed Jesus or believed in Jesus were called Jews. And that was their place of worship. What about Capernaum? It's a place for cool people. Close. Don't think Capernaum is in Hunger Games. Well, I can tell you, I found it. There's a few different places I was looking to find the answers to these words because I didn't know some of them either. I looked at I have a study Bible, and at the bottom of the passage it has some links. Somebody has my study Bible over there. Did you guys find any good answers in there? Centurion. What's a centurion? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yes. Hang on.
Centurion's servant. The centurion was probably a member of Herod's Antipas forces, which were organized in Roman fashion, ordinarily in companies of 100 men. So we figured it was a really high up person in the Roman force, yeah.
Yeah, and he was in charge of 100 people. Yeah, that's a lot of people. All right. You're going to have to have a chew each. Oh, share the love. Oh, you know what? Capernaum is awesome. Oh, where it is. What's your name?
Ben. Capernaum.
Listen to Ben.
Is in Israel on the north. Hang on. Can't read. North shore of the Sea of Galilee.
Yes. Round of applause. Yeah. For looking in the internet. The internet's great. Hey, none of that. None of that. That was a good catch, but no. Great. All right. So we found out a couple of things. We're going to go on and have a look. I want you to go back with your pens and pencils and tell me who the characters are in the story, because that's really important for us to understand what's going on. What? Oh, you tell yourself and then tell me. I'll come back to you. There's lots of characters in the story. We need to find out who they all are. Jesus. Jesus is the story. I found 6 people in the story. Can you beat 6? 7? Who's the 7th? The Jews. Who are the Jews? All right, listen up. Hang on. Shh, gather in. Didn't you like my picture? Got really excited when I found this. Characters in the story. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Look, there's 7. We can name the characters. All right, who's Snoopy? Yeah. Okay, so who else is in the story? Jesus. Who else? Yeah. The centurion servant. So who was the centurion again? He was in charge of 100 men. So the centurion servant was the servant of the centurion. So he was under him, right? Elder 1 and 2. Did you divide them up? All right, the elders. Who were they? Jewish elders, were they? Now we need to just listen up for a second. We need to just clarify that the centurion was not a Jew. He was actually a Gentile. Does anyone know what a Gentile is? Yeah, he was Greek. Yes. Yes, someone who's not a Jew. Yeah, so he was sort of a non-believer. You can think of, to put really simply, Jewish were the believers, Gentiles were the non-believers. Okay? So the centurion was a non-believer and the Jew was. So, yeah, he was one else in the story. Who else? The soldiers. Yeah. What else? Yeah. The crowd. Yes, that's important. Crowd followed Jesus. That's their eyewitnesses. Yep. Were they in there? Don't think so. Helena? Friends. Yep. Friends of the centurion. You can have a lolly. I'm running out of lollies. Yeah, okay. All right, the centurion was there. That's enough. I think we've got the main ones. We have got all of them. All right. So, the next question we need to ask is who wrote it? It's really easy. Luke! Luke wrote it. So, oh, yeah. Guess so. All right, Luke wrote it. Luke, you can find out a little bit about Luke in your things, but I'll tell you a little bit. He was a physician, so he was a doctor. So he was well-educated, and he was friends with Paul. Paul wrote a whole bunch of other books in the Bible. And he was possibly a Gentile and not a Jew, but we're not sure. But Luke was definitely a follower of Jesus. All right, who was Luke writing to in this story? I want you to go, you need to have a look in your books for this. So look on your computers or your little books for this. What's the question? Who are they writing to? Yep. The Gentiles. They were writing to the Gentiles. He was also writing to other people. Yes, he's, yes. So it was intended for every believer, every what? Yep. Yeah, all believers and also non-believers. Okay, well, it was intended, yes, specifically for the Gentiles because Luke was probably a Gentile, but it was intended for everyone, believers and non-believers, because we'll find out in a few weeks. We're going to have a look at this passage in weeks to come when we look at back and forward in here. And when we look at here, we'll find out that why Luke was writing this. But basically, Jesus was for everyone. So Jesus in the story, and Luke's telling everyone about Jesus, and Jesus for everyone. So it's for everyone. All right, where did it take place? Yell it out. Capernaum! I don't know how to say that. No. All right, and who knows, for extra points, what language was it written in? I actually don't know the answer to this. You actually have to look it up. Greek? It's probably true because he's writing to the Greek people. All right. Now, the last thing we're going to have a look at is why it was written. So as I said before, we're going to look a bit more in depth about why it was written as we find out more when we look back in the Bible and we look forward in the Bible to get more out of what this passage means. But I want you to talk with your groups now and just see if you can highlight, knowing everything that we've just found out, what do you think God wants to say to us now? Or maybe what did the writer want to say to the Gentiles and also the believers back then? Yeah, just with the story. Just with the story. You better have a few answers, because if someone takes yours, then you're going to have to need a backup. What's the point? What's the point of the story? Right, I'm waiting till everyone is ready. If you're having trouble, maybe you could have a look at what it shows us about Jesus' character. What it shows us about the centurion. Considering that the centurion didn't believe in Jesus, what does that tell us? What does this story tell us? So the centurion wasn't a believer of Jesus, but what did he do in the story that would make us think otherwise? I'll go to you first. Promise. Pinky promise. Pinky promise. All right. Shoot me some answers. I want to learn. I've got lots of, I'm ready to give out the rest of my lollies. Yes. Listen. Shh. Yes. Written to spread the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. Yes, that's true. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give you the microphone because I want you to say that because that was pretty good. Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Chris.
Because it's like, he thought that he could, like, tell sickness to go, and, like, he could tell men to go and stuff.
You said the centurion had great faith.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. The centurion knew that when he asked Jesus, his servant was going to be healed. Like, that's big faith, especially because he didn't believe in Jesus. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Tim. Wait. Tim.
It showed the centurion thought that Jesus was the only one that could heal his servant, even though he didn't believe.
Yep. Yes, Andrew. You had your hand up. You sure? Girls, what about you guys? You were chatting. What do we learn about Jesus' character? Oh, someone has one. Hang on, listen.
Shows the authority of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus had great authority. Definitely get a lolly for that. Yeah. Jesus was kind and he was willing to help anyone. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Grace.
Even though that Jesus knew that the centurion didn't believe in him, he still helped his servant.
Sorry, I can't hear you, girls.
Even though that Jesus knew the centurion didn't believe in him, he still helped.
Yeah. I wonder whether what Jesus thought of the centurion. Does it say in here what Jesus thought? I think it does. Was Jesus surprised? Amazed! He was amazed. Can you imagine being Jesus amazed at you? I think that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Oh, you don't have it. All right. Well, I think we'll wrap up now. That was awesome. And guess what? You can all read the Bible and get something out of it. Isn't that exciting? Awesome. So what we're going to do now, over the next few weeks at Wipeout, we're going to be having a look at this story and finding out more and more about it.